came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph in the babe and the babe lying in a manger. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them until it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. When they come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Good morning. Keeping Christmas is a prescription for a better world by Henry Van Dyke. It is a good thing to observe Christmas Day. The mere making of times and seasons when men agree to stop work and make merry together is a wise and wholesome custom. It helps one to feel the supremacy of the common life over the individual life. It reminds a man or a woman to set their own little watch, now and then by the great clock of humanity, which runs on sun time. But there is a better thing than the observance of Christmas Day, and that is keeping Christmas. Are you willing to forget what you have done for other people and to remember what others have done for you? To ignore what the world owes you and to think about what you owe to the world? To put your rights in the background and your duties in the middle distance and your chances to do a little more than your duty in the foreground? To see that your fellow humans are just as real as you are, and to try to look behind their faces to their hearts filled with joy. To own that probably the only good reason for your existence is not what you are going to get out of life, but what you're going to give to life. To close your book of complaints to the management of the universe and look around you for a place where you can sow a few seeds of happiness. Are you willing to do these things even for a day? Then you can keep Christmas. Are you willing to stoop down and consider the needs and the desires of little children? To remember the weakness and the loneliness of people who are growing old? To stop asking how much your friends love you and ask yourself whether you love them enough? To bear in mind the things that other people have to bear on their hearts. To try to understand what those who live in the same house as you really want without them having to tell you. To trim your lamp so that it will give more light and less smoke. And to carry it in front so that your shadow will fall behind you. To make a grave for your ugly thoughts and a garden for your kindly feelings with the gate wide open. Are you willing to do these things even for a day? Then you can keep Christmas. Are you willing to believe that love is stronger than anything? That love is the strongest thing in the world, stronger than hate, stronger than evil, stronger than death? Do you believe that the blessed life which began in Bethlehem over 2,000 years ago is the image and brightness of eternal love? Well, then you can keep Christmas. And if you keep it for a day, why not always? But you can never keep it alone. Amen.